I'm here.
Okay, buddy. How old a man are you?
60.
Okay. And how much do you weigh?
I weigh about 220.
Okay. Well, one of the problems you're going to notice at your weight is that a lot of times the typical nutrients that are recommended don't work well because you're not necessarily getting enough. Okay? Mm-hmm. So for, you know, really healthy prostate at your body size, you may need to take 3 to maybe even 4 capsules per meal of prostate complex. But what you got to look to whenever we're working to have the healthiest prostate, we got to take a look at our teeth and any localized interference fields. So do you have any root canals or any restorations in the upper or lower front 4 teeth?
Yeah, I went to Dr. Aguilera.
Oh, good.
So yeah, that's, we're still working together.
Oh, you've taken care of it, or is it you're on it? You're on it now.
Yeah, right, right.
Well, that's wonderful.
A lot of it we've taken care of.
Okay, so then you should have a QRA person recheck to be sure that these interference fields are gone. Now, you also want to look for any scar that would go from the forehead to the pubic bone, like a nose injury, like a chin injury, like a broken collarbone, like a hernia scar, any of these.
How about a gallbladder incision?
Yep, gallbladder can do it. Yep. And so you would want to have that tested, see if it's reflexing to prostate. If it is, then you got to mud pack it and get the energy flow back to normal there so you don't have to keep fighting with that guy. Okay?
Okay. Now, I know nutrition obviously starts with your diet and what you're eating, and there's a are you familiar with the pH diet and pH water?
Well, I'm familiar with pH water, and I'm very familiar with the pH, but I haven't heard about a pH diet. I'm a big believer in checking first morning urine pH and trying to get it back to the ideal 6-4-7-0 zone. And I can tell you most of the alkaline waters do not have enough minerals to do that job. So it typically doesn't do it. But this is a very critical thing that your body needs to work on. And the easiest way to monitor it is a roll of pH paper to check that first morning urine pH. Okay?
Okay. Okay. How would I get that pH where it needs to be?
Well, typically what you would do is get something like pH Trio. pH Trio has coral, a form of aloe as a liquid. The aloe drink would be the best form for you. And it has cod liver oil. And the cod liver oil delivers the vitamin D, which many people are missing, even in a state like California. And the aloe and water are put in a glass first, about a jigger of each. And then you add a half teaspoon of the coral. And every 3 days, you keep bumping up the coral about a half teaspoon until you see that the morning urine pH is holding in that range. Now, if that takes like 3 teaspoons, John, and your size, it could take 2 teaspoons for you, but if it took 3 or 4, then you're pretty much sure that there's a dead tooth or some problem there that you didn't catch. It's missing. And then what you want is a QRA person to check all those teeth, because the level of sophistication of QRA far exceeds anything that the dentist currently can do, and Dr. Aguilera will explain that to you.
Yeah, okay.
And you had another question about healthy heart and arteries, and I can tell you that the most important thing to me for the healthy circulation and arteries and heart has been to make sure that we have adequate digestive capacity, HCL, because when HCL is missing, all manner of bugs in the food get carte blanche to the body. And the way we're going with our food, that's a big, big deal. And so at your body weight and your age, you're going to need probably as much as 6 HCL and 3 activator at the end of the meal, and still just 2 quantum digest. And you can do that at the start of the meal or the end of the meal. It works a little better if you do it at the start of the meal. And so now you're digesting your food well, and bugs in the food no longer can escape the frying acid bath of your digestion. So I would say
it doesn't have anything to do with your body pH then, huh?
Oh, the body pH can facilitate the growth of all sorts of things, okay? Yes, that is an issue. But what I would say is for the best circulation and the best heart function, once we're on the HCL and the activator and the digest, now we can do maybe 4 months of heart nano detox to kind of support the best cleansing of everything in that area. And heart nano at your body size is a pretty good size dose. It's usually about 6 teaspoons, and you can mix that in 32 ounces of water. Get a big bottle of water, mix it in there, and then I would drink that after breakfast, and you need to do it for about 4 months.
Just that one time during the day?
Well, it's going to take you probably, if you're sipping it, till 5 o'clock or so to finish it, because you got 32 ounces and you're not swigging it down.
Yeah, I was wondering if I could take that with, like, tomato concentrate
a
couple times a day.
You certainly can. You betcha.
Something like that.
Yep,
and then,
absolutely.
And then that HCL detox, is that with every meal?
Every major cooked food meal, yes.
Okay, but
and
not raw meal.
Raw meal, you shouldn't need it, but sometimes if there's, you know, something's been prepared poorly, this will provide the normal power and capacity of HCL to keep everything clean and in track there, okay?
Great.
Good
Thanks
talking
so
to you. Bye now. Okay, this is Dr. Bob Marshall, Healthline Live. Let's go right back to the phones here, and let's go to Cynthia in Colorado. She's concerned about her husband who gets a Charlie horse in his leg at night. Are you there?
I am.
Okay, well, that's an easy one. Typically, these Charlie horses are an adrenal problem. And is he a coffee drinker?
No.
Okay, does he?
No.
Is he a heavy tea drinker? Does he drink any soft
drinks? Somewhat a heavy tea drinker, yes.
Yeah, he's getting caffeine somewhere.
Yes, he is.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
is.
Okay. Well, you know, being the wife, you know that you can't just tell him stop.
Right.
What
right.
you got to do is you got to have a way so that he won't miss it if he stops.
Right.
So we're going to be a little sneaky here, and we're going to try to increase his own production of adrenaline. And the way you're going to do that, first of all, how old a man is he?
He is 62.
Okay. And how much does he weigh?
About 190.
Okay. So does he sleep 5 hours straight at night without getting up to urinate?
I would say no.
Okay.
I would say no.
Well, that's the main reason, because the adrenaline, whether you have vitamin C or B vitamins or adrenal complex, they can help the adrenal glands, support the adrenal glands' production of adrenaline. But the problem that we've got is that the hormones are made, you only make 10 to 30% of your normal production if you don't sleep 5 straight hours. So. So why doesn't he sleep? Does he snore? Is he waking up to urinate? What's stopping
the
sleep?
He has that deviated septum.
Sleep apnea, then.
Yeah, he snores some. It's not as bad as it used to be. But I think he primarily gets up to go to the bathroom, primarily.
Well, maybe we need
to... I do that a lot, and I used to never, ever do that.
Well,
and I must get up 3 or 4 times a night.
Okay, well, if you're sick of that...
I am.
You can try something like UT Formula 1, you know, like one for each of you in the morning, and see if that will support the healthy bladder urinary tract and stop this. If not, then what I would do is go to the next step where you could see a QRA practitioner. We've got plenty of them in your area, and they can then test the bladder, the prostate for your husband, because it may not be the bladder. See, it may be that he's not completely urinating because the prostate is swollen.